Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I am glad to be here with all of you. Who are new to me, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I'm an angelic healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So welcome. And I'm here to help you to understand who you truly are when it comes to the divine and with, you know, in the universe, and how it is that we're meant to be, you know, to better ourselves. And to, you know, we are always guided by the angels and guided by our guides and, you know, the universe, you know, in itself. So I am here to let you know what it is that the angels are showing you so that you can be the best person that you can be, that you're meant to be, let's say. All right. So I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. And before we start, you know, as always, I'm going to start with the energy of the week. And the energy of the week, you know, let's go back a little bit. So last week, we had a lot of different energy come in. So we had 999 energy that came in, as well as a full moon energy. So I don't know about you, but for myself, I actually went through a lot myself. So when it comes to full moons, it's about releasing and letting go, but also because it was 999 had the energy of endings and closing chapters. There was that intense energy coming in. So if you went through this intense energy, energy of having to purge, having to let go and heal from, that was that energy. So, of course, the divine had me go through a big purge, and I ended up being sick. And for those who know me, I don't get sick too often. And when I do, it's because of the intense energies that come in. And so I think it was around Wednesday when I started getting sick. And because, you know, that was in between the 999 energy and then the beginning of the full moon energy. So, you know, they were showing me this is what you need to go through in order to really let go of everything and to heal from everything. And, you know, when it came to this full moon energy, there was so much that came in that was from the past, that was revisiting itself. And so if you were feeling into that energy, it was because of the full moon. And, you know, full moons are all about releasing and letting go, but we're doing this and we're meant to go through this because we are being shown that we are going to go through this new beginning. So 999 was the ending. And so we are going to start bringing in new energies. We're going to be expanding when it comes to our gifts and abilities and really going through this transformation. And so that's what we're meant for, and that's what we're going through. So this week's energy, you know, if you're still feeling that intensity, if you're still feeling that the heavier energy, it's because there's some things coming in for you that you need to heal from. So it's really going to be important for you to do some journaling and do some meditating. Recognize what it is that's coming in for you when it comes to your mind, any emotions that are coming in that are not who you truly are. So those emotions that are about anger and frustrations and you know, those type of emotions, if those are coming in for you, you have to ask yourself why. Why is it coming in? Where does this stem from? Where does this energy stem from? This emotion stem from? So that you can heal from it, learn the lessons that you're meant to learn, and to clear it out so that you can make that room for this new energy that the divine is bringing to us. And it's going to be an amazing energy that comes in. So it's really important for us to really heal and let go of all of this, to purge from it, to go through this process of healing. And it's really important for us to go through that process, because if we just let it be and just, you know, have it in the back of our minds, it's going to come back. It's going to come back in some way or form. So it's really important for us to heal and let go. And if we don't let that go, if we don't release it, we can't expect to get that new energy that's meant for you, that's, you know, it's meant to flow to you, you know, when it comes to abundance, when it comes to your intuition flowing. So it's going to be important for us to do that. Also, you know, whenever it comes to the energy as well as a topic that I'm supposed to speak on, it all ties together. So, you know, when I'm still feeling a little bit sick, you know, I feel much better, but, you know, I'm still kind of getting over that last hurdle. And so, you know, because the topic is love is a healer, of course, you know, I'm going through this, having to go through this healing myself. So, you know, it all ties together. It all, and, you know, the divine always does that. So it's amazing how that comes in. So it's going to be important for us to do that healing, to let go, release those things that no longer serve us. Also, what they're showing me is that it's really important for us to share our truth. And what I mean by that is share those things that you are learning, but also to share in being able to say no. So what they're showing me is it's really important for us to set boundaries, to be able to say no, to be able to protect our energy, to protect who we truly are. And when it comes to our emotions, when it comes to our energy around us, to really recognize the energies that are around us, and to either be involved and say yes, knowing what the energy is like, or be able to say no, saying that I've had enough, I've done enough, and it's time for me to step back. And I will explain more about that as we get into the topic, but it is really going to be important for us to be able to say no so that we can really be able to fill our energetic cups and to be able to have that energy that we're meant to have so that we can help those people that we are meant to help. And so, and that's also part of the energy of the week, this week. And then the last part that they're showing me, and Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for us for this energy this week. And what they're showing me is it's going to be important for us to do self-care. And I'm going to get into more of that in the topic. But it's going to be important for us to have some fun. It's going to be important for you to enjoy the outdoors, enjoy those things that you love to do, be creative, do those things that maybe you haven't done in a while, but it's something that really lights you up, that really helps you when it comes to your energy, that shifts your energy so that you can be in this energy, this higher vibration, and, you know, be happy and enjoy, and that helps you also to be grateful for who you truly are, to be grateful for what it is that that you have and all of the people around you and all the gifts that you have. And so those things are going to be important for us this week as we enter into this new chapter and this new energy of beginnings and doing those things that we're meant to create. You know, last month we had the month of creation where the divine showed us what it is that we're meant to do, what it is that we are to achieve when it comes to our life, and what it is that we're meant to do in order to help others as well. And so in order for us to prepare, we have to go through this process of letting go all those things that no longer serve us, and then being in that emotion of joy, being in the feelings of really this energy of happiness, and which is really light and, you know, helps us to have fun so that we can prepare for this action energy that we're supposed to be in that's coming up this month. So if you would love to talk to me about what it is that you're feeling with this energy, please feel free to call 714-816-4628 and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. Okay, so, you know, going through this last bit of sickness, I ended up coughing. I'm sorry. I don't want to cough in here. And if I end up cutting off too, that's probably because I hit the mute button before I started coughing. So just to make everyone aware of what's going on today. All right. Okay. So this topic on love is a healer. So what is it that I mean when it comes to love being a healer? So when it comes to this week, we're, you know, meant to be in this energy of letting go, but also being able to have some fun and to release those things that no longer serve us. And that is really important because we are to focus on what it is our purpose is, what it is that we're needing to step into when it comes to who we truly are. And part of who we are is, you know, I always mention that we are divine love and light. And as divine love and light, it's really important for us to love ourselves first. That is the foundation of being able to love others and serve others. Because if we don't love ourselves first, it's going to be hard to love others. It's going to be hard to serve others because we don't have that love tank filled to be able to help others. And so when it comes to self-care, you know, I always mention about self-care and doing those things that we truly love to do because that really fills our energetic cup. It helps us to feel loved. It helps us to know that we are loved so that we continue to help others. So, you know, if our energetic cup is empty, we get burnt. We'll get burnt out. It will manifest in our physical bodies because when we don't take care of our energy, it's going to manifest in your body, your physical body. So, you know, as healers, as teachers, it's important for us to take care of ourselves first because, you know, if you really think about it, no one's going to take care of us like we are meant to be taken care of. That's up to us. We are the only ones who really know how to love ourselves. And so it's really important for us to fill those energetic cups. It's really important for us to do those things that we are passionate about, that we truly desire to do. You know, whether it's going on vacation, whether it is traveling, whether it is painting or being created in any other way, music, all those different creative outlets, we all have something that we truly love to do because they're there for us to, you know, use in order to fill our cups, to fill our love tanks, if you'd like to call it that way. And so, you know, when it comes to being this, saying love is a healer, we first have to truly love ourselves. We have to first truly love who we truly are. And for some, it may still be like, how am I really going to love myself if I'm going through this depression or if I'm going through something that's really hard? And it's hard for me to see the greener side, the happier side. And yes, it is hard, especially when we are going through something at the moment. And so it's really, about starting with being grateful for what it is that we truly have. And that's part of, self-care, and that's part of really loving ourselves. Because when we start to love the people around us, love those things that we have, when it comes to friendship, when it comes to our family, when it comes to pets, even, you can't forget about those. Being grateful for our gifts, being grateful for just who we truly are. That's when we start to realize that there is more for us. There is so much more that we can do because, you may be going through something right now, or you had just gone through something and you're going through this period where you're not sure and you're in this period of sadness, if you're in grief. It's important for us to realize that you went through it. You got through it. You had this situation, this challenge, and this trial, and you came out of the other side. And that is something that we need to remember to be grateful for, that we got through it. You went through this. And that's amazing, just having gone through what you went through, the challenge that you went through, the trial that you went through. And so, you may not be able to see right away the lessons behind it, but in being grateful for having gone through what you went through, that is a starting point in order to start filling your cup, in order to start really understanding who you truly are. So, and so that's all part of loving ourselves, loving the things that we went through, loving who we are, in that, you were meant to go through a certain trial, a certain struggle, and you got through it. And that is going to be where you start. And as you continue to do this gratefulness exercise, as you start really understanding those things around us that you should be joyful for, that's when we really start to understand more and more about ourselves, more and more about who we are and what it is that we are meant to do. So that is a little bit about being a healer. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we go along. But I do want to take a call that is coming in. So area code 614. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, my name is...
A lot of background noise.
Okay, is that better?
Yes. So what is your name or where are you calling from?
My name is Bolton, and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
What was your name again?
Phil-son. Philip. Phil-son, like the son.
Oh, Phil-son. Okay. Well, welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm actually pretty down. I'm kind of sad today. Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me more about what it is that you're going through?
I feel depressed because I have anxiety, and whenever I go out and try to be around people, it brings a weird feeling. I'm not able to connect with them, and I feel kind of weird and like an outsider.
Okay. I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Shamuel. And actually, Archangel Raziel is stepping forward for you as well. So I have, what they're showing me is that there are some things that you've gone through that has been, what's affecting you right now is what you've been through in the past. And so what they are showing you something that they're showing you as well. So it's going to be important for you to do some work when it comes to journaling on what it is that's coming in for you through your mind, and to journal that out. Because as you journal it out, Archangel Raphael is going to show you even more things on those lessons that you need to learn from them, and why it is that you went through what you went through. And as you do this work, Archangel Shamuel is also stepping forward, and he's going to be there supporting you through this process, because it's not going to be an easy process as you are being guided on what it is that you need to see, like where it stems from. And as you continue, and it's going to be a continual process, so it's not going to be like a one-time thing. But as you keep doing this journaling and doing some meditating as well, he's going to show you a lot of different things when it comes to who you are and what it is that you meant to do with those things that you've gone through in the past. So it's going to be important for you to do this work so that you could clear out this old energy and heal from it and let it go. And, you know, we just went through the full moon, and so you're probably feeling a lot of that intense feeling from the full moon, too, because the full moon energy lasts until, 3-4 days after the full moon. So to do this work with him, and then Archangel Shamuel is there to really send you that energy of love so that, you can be gentle with yourself during the process that you go through. And then Archangel Raphael is showing me that you have amazing gifts that are there that, you know, when you said that, you know, you can't connect, it's hard for you to connect to certain people, it's because of certain gifts that you have. And you're trying to connect because that's who you are, but because of the things that you need to heal and let go, it's kind of muddied in a way. It's kind of hard to tell because you have to let go of these things first. So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. He's saying that I can't connect because
Some things you are going through first. So you have to let go and heal and release the things that are coming in for you when it comes to limiting beliefs, as well as those things you have to heal from your past. And once you clear that out, that's when you'll be clear on what it is that you feel for other people.
Okay. Yeah,
thanks. Right. Awesome.
Thank
you. Was there anything
you.
Else? All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. everyone is blessed with love and abundance.
Bye-bye. All right. So, you know, before we go ahead and continue on our topic today, let's go ahead and take care of some announcements of on what it is that is coming up for Psychic Talk. So, for those who are new to us, you can always go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see all the upcoming shows that we have on this channel. And you know, when it comes to throughout the week for all the other shows, you can use the same number to call into the shows as well. So, and that number again is 714-816-4628. So tomorrow, Tuesday, September 17th, we have the Power 3 show back with us, with host Rose Fullhorst and Dave Nonnelly, and they will be talking about the difference between ghosts and spirits. So be sure to tune in with them. That should be very interesting. And then on Wednesday, host Charlotte, as well as our executive producer, Dax, will be back on Wednesday for open lines and mini readings. So be sure to tune in with them as well. And then on Friday, the doctors are in. So be sure to join Dr. Rose, Dr. Sharona, and Dr. Dax as they take your calls for mini readings as well as open lines. So if you'd like to discuss anything with them, be sure to tune in with them. And like I mentioned, if you'd like to see all the other upcoming shows, be sure to tune into psychictalk.net/upcoming. Awesome. And also, I do want to mention, you know, in the next few weeks, we are going to be in a energy of more of an action towards what it is that we're creating. So if last month or even up to today, if it's been on your mind that you want to host your own show, host your own radio show like I am, you know, be sure to check us out at psychictalk.net, and you can see what we are all about. Or you can also contact me as well or any of our other hosts to discuss about being a host on the show. So, you know, be sure to talk to us about that. Or if being a host is not something that you'd like to, but you would like to advertise your business and be a special guest on my show, I would love to speak with you as well. So be sure to contact me. You could do that by going to psychictalk.net/Catherine, or you can always find me on Facebook, so I'm everywhere. So be sure to connect with me and to talk to me about opportunities that we have for you and your business. So, all right. So just want to just remind you that if you'd like to speak with me, I'd love to talk to you. So, be sure to dial 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. Awesome. All right, so, you know, this month's energy is about loving who we truly are, and that's why I'm doing this series, this Power of BLL series. But my second part of, you know, love being a healer is knowing that we are divine love and light. We are also healers for other people. So we are there to help others. We are there to serve others. And so, you know, on top of loving ourselves and doing those things that will fill our energetic cups, it's good for us to really reach out to those who really need us. And, you know, we talked about our gifts, and we've talked about creation. And one part of creating is, can be for you, is helping other people in certain ways. And that's why we create businesses. And that's why we do those things for others that we do as light workers, you know, our hosts on the show. And other light workers out there, we do what we do because we are meant to share our gifts. We are meant to serve others using our talents, using their abilities, and serving them in a way that would help them as individuals. You know, everyone is unique. Everyone is gifted in certain ways. And, you know, many times, you know, you may say, you know, I have this gift, but it seems like other people have it too. But the truth is that it's not the same. Your gift that may look similar to someone else's is not the same for other people. It's different because you are different. You know, you're unique, and you are your gifts are going to look different from other people, even though they may seem similar. But the way you present it, the way you present your energy, just by being who you are, that's how you can serve others, and that's how others are meant for you. You know, there's many people who can feel into your energy, can know your energy by not only, you know, getting to know you, by talking to you or by communicating with you in some way, but just knowing just by your energy around you, by sensing your energy that you're meant for certain people. And so it's really important for us to understand that, and you know, I talk about speaking your truth, and part of speaking your truth is because it's meant for others who are not as sensitive to feeling into energy to be able to get to know you, but also those people who can, in a sense, you know, understand energy and sense it, but then doesn't quite understand how that works. That's where sharing our truth comes in. That's where sharing what it is that our lessons are comes in. So it's really important for us to share those things that we're meant to share those things that we have learned, share who we truly are, so that others who are like-minded, others who are meant to work with you, can find you, that can be attracted to you, can be drawn towards you. And so, you know, that's why we mentioned, you know, sharing your truth and sharing who you truly are. And, you know, when it comes to sharing that, it's not just about sharing about your business and sharing about what it is that you do and who you are, you know, whether it's you have kids or that you're a professional in some way, but sharing those things that make you who you are, those things that you've gone through in your life that has affected you, that has changed you in some way, that has made you into who you are, and that energy that you send out. Because when we share who we are, when we share those lessons, that's when we start to let, and it helps other people, but yourself as well. When we start to share what it is that we've learned, a lot of times we get these aha moments saying, oh, wait, this is something else that I need to learn from my experience, and this is something else that I need to learn about those things that, you know, I've gone through. But also, as you share those things to others, you're teaching them and healing them, healing those people who've gone through similar things, to really be able to get those aha moments as well. You know, we are that divine love and light. And so you're being that light, you're being that healer for other people. And so it's really going to be important for us to see that and to know that. And, you know, that's part of who we truly are. So that is, you know, a lot of what it is that, what it means to be a healer and what it means that love is a healer, because it starts from love. It starts from loving ourselves. And then it goes into loving other people. So, you know, that main umbrella is love. And, you know, we are divine love and light. And so, you know, I want to encourage everyone to be that love and light first for yourself. You know, do that healing for yourself. Love yourself first and be kind to yourself and forgiving yourself for anything that you may be judging yourself for, you know, and because we're human, so we're going to make mistakes and we're going to do all these things that may not seem right for us. But, you know, as we go on this spiritual journey, as we are on this journey of growth, we learn more and more about ourselves and more about what it is that we're meant to do and what it is that we're meant to step into our purpose. And so for those of us who are more aware and who have this growth behind us, where we've learned a lot and we've experienced a lot, it's really important for us to share that. It's really important for us to serve in that respect so that those people who really need to hear it can hear you, can hear the truth, can hear what it is that you learned, so that they can also have those aha moments that they need to learn and also be healed by your words, be healed by who you are. Because sometimes it's not about what you say, but it's about just being there for someone. And, you know, is a gift that some people have, that they can just be there for someone, you know, a shoulder to cry on, or just being there to listen. And, you know, that is also being a healer as well. So, you know, I want to encourage everyone to be that for, you know, everyone out there. And you never know who's going to hear you, and you never know who is going to need what it is that you need to say and what it is that you need to, you know, be when it comes to just being there. You know, if someone really resonates with you, if you are drawn to someone, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to talk. It doesn't mean that you have to tell them all these different things, but just being there to listen, you know, asking them what it is that they need. Or, you know, if you're someone who is very empathic, and that's usually when you're really drawn to someone, you know, how can you ask the angels, ask your guides, how can you be there for that person? How can you be a healer for that person? And so that is, You know, that's what I encourage everyone to do this week. And, you know, as you are doing your own purging and going inward and doing that work to really be that person that, you know, shares your truth and shares what it is that you're meant to share when it comes to healing others, when it comes to helping others to understand that they're not alone. And that, you know, they're meant to be in joy and they're meant to do those things that they are passionate about. And you can help them to understand that by sharing what it is you've been through and how you've gone through it. And so that is the topic for today. But what Basil's have been showing me today also is to do meditation for us. So we're going to do that right now. And as always, you know, I still have some time. So if you'd still like to speak with me, the number is 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. And I'd love to speak with you on what it is that you've been going through, if you have any questions, or if you would like to talk about the topic and what it is that that you've done in your life to share your love and share how it is that you heal. And so right now we're going to do this meditation. It's going to help us to understand what it is that we need to heal and let go for those who are still needing to do this purge, but then also to help us with this energy of understanding who we truly are and understanding how we are healers. And so if you're able, I want to encourage you to sit comfortably and close your eyes. And take a few deep breaths. If you can take your hands and put them over your heart. And when we do this, we have our focus on our heart. And as we focus on our heart, as we're here in this space, our heart space, I want to encourage you to create space that is calming for you, that is peaceful for you. So it can be elements in nature, whether it's a body of water, whether it's a sunset, it can be a garden. Anything that really helps you to feel at peace and helps you to feel calm. And for some, it may come right away. And for some, it may not come. It may be hard to visualize, and that's okay. It's okay. I just want you to think about those things that really make you feel peaceful, that makes you feel calm and still. I want you to place those in your heart space. And once you have your space, we're going to picture a door in our space. And this door is going to be open. And when we are all settled in our space, we're going to invite our angels and our guides to join us. All you have to do is ask them to join you. And as they join, they're going to be surrounding you, as well as the archangels that are stepping forward. We have Archangel Gabriel. We have Archangel Shamuel. We have Archangel Uriel. And Archangel Raphael stepping forward for us. And what they are going to be doing is they are going to help you to expand your chakras. So from starting from the top, from your crown chakra, going to expand outside of your body and into the space that you are in. And then your third eye, this purple energy, is going to expand outside of your body. This energy is going to surround you. And then down through your throat chakra, to expand out of your throat, this light blue energy, going to fill your space. Now to your heart chakra. This green energy is going to open up and expand outside of your body. What's going to happen is this white, bright white light of energy inside of your heart chakra, and that light is going to expand all throughout your body. And then your bright yellow solar plexus energy is going to expand outside of your body. And your sacral chakra, bright orange energy, run your root chakra, bright red energy, is going to expand. Now all of your chakras are expanded outside of your body, filling the space that you're in. And Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel are going to step forward. And they're going to help cleanse your chakras. So they're going to take out all of those particles of energy that no longer serve you. All of this old stagnant energy that you no longer need. and it's going to be drawn out into the energy that Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel bring. And as all the old energy is drawn out, it's going to be taken up to this cloud of energy that's above you. It's going to be transmuted into bright white light of energy that comes down from above. And it's going to fill all the spaces that throughout this old energy. We just fill all the spaces that need to be filled. So let's take a few deep breaths. Really breathe into this energy. And then when you breathe out, to breathe out through your mouth, to breathe out all this stuck energy that's within you. And as Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel do this, they're going to help you to bring to the surface all those things that no longer serve you. Up to the surface, into your mind, so that you can heal, release, and let go. And so Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel are going to sit back. And Archangel Uriel and Archangel Shamuel are stepping forward. And they are sending their Archangel Shamuel with his pink energy. And Archangel Uriel with his white and yellow energy that's going to surround you. And it's going to really fill you with that love that you need. And both of them are going to help you to understand your power, help you to understand who you truly are, and help you to understand that you are amazing. And that it's all within you. They are surrounding you with this love and helping to realize your power. And as they do this, source energy is going to come from above in a form of a rainbow, and it's going to go through your crown chakra. It's going to go through your crown chakra, and it's going to go through all of the orbs of light that are within each of your chakras. And this source energy that comes in is going to renew your energy. It's going to send you new energy to really help things flow. And help you to understand give them more of who you are. Just how amazing you are. Just how powerful you are. And what it is that you're meant to do. It's going to go through all of your chakras. And it's going to come out and it's going to come back around. And it's going to help you to cleanse your chakras and help you to get things moving in all of your chakras. That you can feel into this renewal of energy. So now the archangels are going to step back and they're going to help you to ground and also to close your chakra so it aligns back into your body. And so they're going to help you to ground. So from your root chakra, there's going to be this bright white light of energy that goes down from your roots all the way down to the center of the earth. And then from the center of the earth, there's going to be strands of white light that comes up and some green, as you see. That's going to come up and intertwine at your feet and wind all the way around, all the way up. And as it does this, source energy is actually going to be winding around you as well. So it's going to wrap around you. It's going to encase you in this cylinder that you're going to be in. And this source energy is going to stay with you for a while. And as you work on yourself, as you do this inner work to help you to understand who you truly are, to help you to understand your power, and what it is you're meant to do. And help you to see and help you to focus on the outcome, not on how it's going to come in, but the outcome. What is it going to look like for you? What do you want to happen? If you want to take a few deep breaths, breathing in that energy that source brings, the energy that the archangels bring, when you're ready, you can open up your eyes and welcome back. Well, I hope that meditation was able to help you to really move forward and understand what it is that you need to heal and what it is that you need to let go, and to understand what it is that the divine is showing you about who you are, about what it is that you need to do next, and how it is that you need to truly love yourself for who you truly are. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. I hope everyone has a wonderful week, and as always, I'm sending you lots of love and light, and to also always remember that we are healers, and that we are that divine love and light, and first it's about healing ourselves and loving ourselves, and then loving others and healing others as we are meant to heal them. And so, sending you all a supplement of light, and be sure to tune in next week as we talk about love is a teacher. So, once again, I want to thank you for joining me, and I am so happy for the second chapter of for myself. You know, last week we celebrated my 1 year anniversary on Psychica, and so yeah, I'm so excited for what it is that the divine has to bring for all of us, and not just for myself and the show, but for all of us in general. As you know, I'm here to speak with you, and as I continue to teach those things that the divine shows me. So, sending you all lots of love and light. And I will see you all, or talk to you all very soon. So, bye-bye for now.